Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now to bring him in. Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Paul. How you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you, man?
I am doing well. It feels like the holiday weekend is upon us.
It sure does.
It is. It's one of those days. It's just kind of goofy. I don't know if it's because Joe's gone. It's like you got a student teacher in or something like that with Ryan Horvath here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of got off the rails today a couple times. It's fun. You know, so we've had a good time playing all kinds of weird music today. But I wanted to ask you about the Packers acquiring this backup tight end, a guy that Mercedes Lewis can block. I mean, if you can't get yourself a tackle and can't fortify the right side of the line, go ahead and find a tight end that can block for you a little bit as well, and that's what they did. I like what Gutekunst is doing.
Bill, I think people, when the season starts, you know, we're going to talk more about Mo Wilkerson. We're going to talk more about Jimmy Graham. They're the guys that, from a numbers perspective, you know, if you look – the next day and you're looking for catches and you're looking for tackle and you're looking for sacks and, you know, touchdown catches for Jimmy Graham and whatever else, that's going to be the thing that pops out. If you're going to appreciate what Mercedes Lewis does, you're going to have to either watch the film, watch more closely when you watch it live, or you're going to have to subscribe to something like a Pro Football Focus and look at what the blocking numbers are, you know, because he's not a, you know, check out the box score, look at the next day, look how many fantasy points he put up. He's not that guy. What he is he's a guy who's going to block for you extremely well. And, Bill, when the Packers signed Jimmy Graham, I know you've heard me say many times, they signed a tight end, yeah, kind of, but they signed a wide receiver. Like, that's, you know, he's going to catch the ball. He's not, Jimmy Graham is not a blocking guy. And then you look at what the rest of that tight end group was, and it only had three guys on it total, including Jimmy Graham, and it was like, who is Mike McCarthy going to put out there if he wants basically a sixth guy on the line of scrimmage? I mean, is this going to be a, you know, do you put on an extra offensive tackle and declare him eligible? Like, where do you go with this? It's not like a sexy glaring need. It's not something that jumps off the page and says, wow, they really need to address this. But they didn't have a guy that I think Mike McCarthy would be able to have confidently put in the game at tight end next to one of the tackles and confidently say that guy's going to go out there and block. Now they have that. So, again, it's not like, you know, this is the guy you're going to take in the first three rounds of your fantasy draft tight end. It's not the guy who's going to be catching 10 touchdowns from Aaron Rodgers. But I think it's a guy that this offense honestly desperately needed. And I think the fact that – and you know, Bill, I keep going back to, like, would this signing have happened 3 years ago, 5 years ago? Like, at any point during the Ted Thompson era? Because, you know, these are the kind of players still available. It's late May. It's Memorial Day weekend. And previously, guys like Alonzo Highsmith, Elliot Wolf, and even Brian Gutekunst in his previous, you know, lower role, these are the kind of guys that they would bring to Ted Thompson, and Thompson would be like, nah, you know, we're good. It's fine. Let's use our undrafted rookie, or, you know, whatever the case might be. I think the fact that something like this happened where he was brought into Green Bay, sure, that gives us something to talk about and think about, and, you know, again, it's not a big, sexy, glaring name. It's not like, wow, look at all this guy's production from a, you know, numbers perspective. But then the deal gets done, you know, and it's not like Ian Rapoport broke the news, you know, it's not like anybody, you know, from a national media perspective, it's him posting on Instagram, you know, and it got done under the radar, and I think it's another encouraging step as we start to put together what type of GM Brian Gutekunst is going to be, that he's going to kind of be savvy in this late free agency process. I think people think of free agency as being over because of what time of year it is. It's not over. Like, this is the time of year you can find guys like this that, you know, in a lot of cases, and I think this is one of those cases, that a guy you really needed to fill out a roster spot that you didn't have a blocking tight end otherwise, or at least not somebody you could confidently put in there to do it.
What do you think the odds are that Gutekunst comes up with a pass rusher or fortification of the right side of that offensive line, some additional depth?
Well, I think the right side of the offensive line piece is going to be wait and see how the medical stuff comes back over the next 3 months, right? I mean, as Murphy comes back, as Spriggs comes back, as Bulaga comes back, as they progress, I'm sure if you can even have Murphy and Spriggs ready, and let's say Bulaga's not ready till even early November, late October, but let's say Murphy's good to go and Spriggs is good to go. I'm not saying that makes your right tackle spot great. I'm not saying it even makes it necessarily good. Those guys still have developmental time. I think there's plenty of reasons to think that they're not at their ceiling as players yet. But, it would still be, even if it was Murphy or Spriggs, there's still an uncertainty if those guys are starting because they just don't have the track record. They don't have the production throughout multiple years to say, okay, I can feel confidently in that player. But it's more a medical situation at that spot. Now, I know that Nick Perry and I know that Clay Matthews aren't practicing right now, and they have their various ailments and recovering from minor off-season surgeries and cleanups and all of that, and they weren't taking part in the early part of OTA. But, they are going to be, and you can go back to what Clay Matthews himself said, in the locker room this week. This is not going to be this is going to be a group that, whether he likes it or not, whether Clay Matthews likes it or not, they are going to rely on Nick Perry making $12 million a year, on Clay Matthews making $12-plus million per year, to produce at a number that is reflective of what they're being paid. And, behind them is unproven guys like Beagle and Fackrell and Reggie Gilbert. That is going to be a spot where if Matthews and Perry don't stay healthy, or if they are healthy and don't produce, you are going to rely on three huge question marks. And in an ideal situation, with limitless draft picks, with limitless resources available for dollars and off-season free agency money, of course Brian Gutekunst would have liked to have supplemented that group. Of course. I mean, it's now that they've addressed corner, I think, Bill, I feel pretty confident now. Kevin King, the first overall pick of the second round last year, this year going back-to-back corner with Alexander and Josh Jackson, these guys have to pan out, don't get me wrong, but you don't go into next year's draft thinking, oh, they're going to have to hit corner again. No. The number one need for me now, clearly, for this team, not just in the present, but probably in the short-term future, is outside linebacker. Not just because they don't have quality depth, but because Matthews is on the last year of his contract. We've talked about how Perry, you could get out of his contract after 2 years, which is, by the way, this year. So if you want to get out of that then, those guys are highly paid. I don't know if they're overpaid, but they're definitely highly paid, and the production needs to match that. And they don't really have, that next young up-and-coming guy ready to be the new Clay Matthews. Sure, it's possible Beagle becomes that or Gilbert becomes that, but if you look at where they were picked compared to where Perry was picked first round, Matthews was picked first round, they don't have that same expectation or that same ceiling, at least as prospects. So, it's a position they need to address. I just don't know if, last year with Chris Odom, can you find somebody to kind of plug and play? Maybe, but I would think short of a Matthews or Perry training camp preseason injury, Brian Gutekunst has made the decisions he's made in terms of addressing other spots instead of outside edge rusher, and now he's going to be crossing his fingers and hoping that that those guys pan out and stay healthy. I don't know what other choices he has other than picking up, maybe a minor piece here or there in the next 3 months.
Probably the biggest Packers story over the weekend, unless something else happens via signing or trade or something like that, is going to be Aaron Rodgers going to the Indianapolis 500. We say 4.5 times is the over and under on how many times we're going to see Aaron Rodgers' face on TV. Paul, you're going to be watching the Indianapolis 500? And that being said, how many times will Aaron Rodgers be shown?
Will I disappoint you if I say I will not be watching? My interest level is less than zero.
Really? No, that's okay.
And we talked actually, Monday we talked about how you and I are closet hockey fans, closet NHL fans, and all of that. And I'm a hardcore hockey fan. Obviously the three major sports in the country I'm all about, but try as I might at different stages of my life, whether it's NASCAR or IndyCar or any of those other, I just have never even remotely caught the bug. So I will rely on your analysis and feedback come Tuesday on how that went.
I can live with that. I can respect the fact of somebody that says I would rather watch two animals on the Nature Channel go at it than watch racing. Okay, I understand that.
But there's also, this is going to be, first off, it's going to be 95 degrees on Sunday. Not 85, not 95 degrees. Okay, that's one thing. The Mets are in town for this Brewers series. The Brewers are obviously, I'm going to be watching every pitch of that when I can, even if it's on DVR. Bill, I'm that guy that if I can't watch the Brewers live, I DVR it. I throw out my phone. I do not look at it. I do not look for notifications. I don't go on Twitter, nothing, because I want to watch every pitch as if I'm watching it live, even if I'm not able to. I'm that one crazy person that you know.
Okay.
And then we'll see how the Brewers do and if they can bounce back. I was at the Brewers game last night as they got shut out again. But aside from all the shutouts, it's been a really fun Brewers year so far. So rather than watching racing, I will be glued to Brewers and hopefully spending as much time outside as possible.
All right. Well, I can respect that. I'll go with that. Looking forward to it. Good stuff, man. We appreciate it.
See you, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Paul Emig joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul was here talking to us about the Green Bay Packers. We're going to talk more Packers coming up again on the Schneider Orange Hotline. They, your car, they treat you fair. They've been doing it for a long, long time. All you got to do is call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.